Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the prophet Isaiah, lesson 12, Desire of Nations. Thursday, the day of vengeance of our God. When Jesus read this verse, 1 and 2, these verses, in verse 2 he read to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor. And then he stopped here. He did not go on up to this very point. Because the next words are, and the day of vengeance of our God. Now what's that? The day of vengeance of our God. Whew, that doesn't sound very nice. Huh? The day of vengeance. Oh, what could that be? God is the God of the universe, the Almighty. And every human being is watched from the center of the universe, from the holy temple in heaven. And every person's life is filmed, is on a film, and this is kept for the judgment. And if anyone wants to say, well, I've never done that, the film is shown, okay. Then for sure, then it's certain. So everything is filmed. You mean everything? Even, yes, everything. But I do not like certain passages of this film. You know, it would be better, everything is filmed. Everything is everything. And, yeah, and then? There will be the judgment according to that what is seen in the film. Ooh. As we have read, all have sinned and all have a problem. But those who come to the Lord, to Jesus, and say, here I am, Master. Here I am, with all the dirt on me, I would like to start new, with a white shirt. I would like to put away all the past. Could you press the reset button? Yeah, he can. He has paid the price. He's able to. He's the only one. If you want that some passages of the film of your life are taken away, he can do so. He can. If you present these passages to him and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I would like to start a new life. I want to be a new person. He can do that, and he will do that, if you earnestly seek his grace. Therefore, you went to the cross. Therefore, he wants you to get out of this mud and dirt, of this world of sin. He wants you to be a new person. Then you will get peace. You're in harmony with your Savior. You've told him, I do not want this anymore. It should be gone. And then he will act according to your wish. If you repent in your heart, he is the one who will take care of your sins, that they are thrown into the sea, into the deep sea. No one can get it out there again. It's too deep. Praise the Lord for the payment of the price.